Good afternoon and good iced tea, everybody. Hey, it's time for some afternoon iced tea with Larry. Oh, it's a special bonus edition of Morning Coffee with Larry podcast, as it is Saturday. It's a beautiful Saturday, too, here, the 27th of March. And we have just completed our first big work day out here at Camp Wauwatosa. I've talked about that on other podcasts, but this is the former Girl Scout camp on Lake Sarah near Effingham, Illinois. And after 50-some years, the Girl Scouts gave up the lease to the camp, and my wife and I put together a nonprofit organization called Friends of Camp Wauwatosa, and we took over the lease at the beginning of the year. Ah, and I'm exhausted. My wife Dawn is exhausted. I think everybody is exhausted. It's been a long day. Got out here, sometime in the 9 o'clock hour, maybe around 9:30, and started doing some leaf blowing. And then I continued with my leaf blowing on the trail that does the western loop of the 36 acres. And ran out of gas several times. But we had two pressure washers going out here. We had additional leaf blowers. We had leaf rakers. We had, oh goodness, all kinds of stuff going on. And we got a lot done. As my wife said, we got a lot done, and we have learned that we have a lot more to do. Big shout out to Nancy, one of the super fans of the podcast. She came out with her leaf blower. Unfortunately, I was out on the trail, so I missed being able to talk with her, but I am so appreciative. She took her leaf blower and cleaned off the path going to the platform tents, and then she blew out each of the different tents, all the leaves and other assorted debris that is wound up in them. And then she had sent me a text saying afterwards she toured some of the buildings and talked to my wife and then came down on the dock and soaked up some sun out here on Lake Sarah. And that's what I'm doing, except I don't want to sit in the sun. I'm laying on the bench in the little pavilion in the shade, feeling a nice, nice breeze for an exhausting and painful day's work. I know the leaf blower does all the work, but I tell you, when you're holding a backpack leaf blower and it's just vibrating your whole body, it aggravates anything, any kind of inflammation you have in any joint in your body. So, oh, but I tell you, we had a good lunch. One of our board members, Angie, she came out with fresh made Italian beef, and Dawn went in and got some Little Caesars pizzas for the different kids that would not want Italian beef. And it was a great day. It was a lot of fun. We've got quite a few big projects that we're going to need to do some fundraising for, or find some sponsors, or some people who also want to volunteer some time. But I tell you, it feels good. It feels good whenever I look around this 36-acre camp and think about all the fun that has taken place in over 50 years out here at the lake. You know, the Girl Scouts that basically opened the camp, who were the first ones out here when there were little to no improvements whatsoever, you know, they're in their 60s, maybe even, you know, approaching 70. And I'm so glad that we're able to preserve this as a camp and open it up to all youth. any different youth organizations. So if you're with a church, if you're with a 4-H group, if you are a Boy Scout or Girl Scout unit, troop, you know, and you would like to, when we get this open this summer, hopefully June 1st, that's the date I keep saying to everybody, that'll, you know, get in touch with me. I'm not too hard to find on the internet. And we'll be glad to send you some information. Our website is getting set up as we speak, and we're getting ready to launch the online donor program. So if you want to help out in a financial way, whether it's a one-time gift or ongoing giving, you know, we'd be glad to work with you as a donor. We're going to be having an open house on Sunday, the 18th of April, I believe. Gosh, I hope I'm getting the date right. But it's going to be from 2 until 4, open to the general public. We'll have a special donor time period for those that are making a financial partnership with us. They get to come out at 1 o'clock, but the general public at 2. And we're going to have each of the different board members available to talk about some of the different areas in the camp, what our hopes and dreams are, and what we intend to accomplish, and ways that they can get involved. So anyway, a little commercial there for the camp. But I tell you, it is nice just kicking back, relaxing. They say, you know, hard work gives you a good night's sleep. I hope so, because I could just about fall asleep right now. But, you know, it also takes me to, you know, in thinking about service. You know, I grew up in the scouting movement. I grew up starting as a Cub Scout and a Weeblo, and then continuing on into Boy Scouts and Eagle Scout. And I had a lot of incredible adventures in my scouting experience. My wife was a Girl Scout as a kid, and she had great experiences. Our kids, Aaron and Jesse, were both involved in Scouts, and Jessica, this was her camp. This was her camp that she spent a lot of time at. And one of the things in the scouting movement is the idea of service. We are here, and we have opportunities to serve others. And that's what I like about this project. It's providing service to give others opportunities for outdoor adventure, outdoor learning, outdoor fun. And if there's anything that I can do such as this, you know, I want to do it. But stop and think for yourself. Many of you are also involved in acts of service, what you can do to help others. And, you know, it doesn't have to be just an outdoor event like this. You know, I have many friends that are musicians, and the service that they provide to, you know, help more and more people, both kids and adults, have an opportunity to learn about, you know, music and how it enriches a person's life. Sporting, service through sports, teamwork, camaraderie, all those kinds of things. Ah, pontoon boat going by. I like pontoon boating. But if you're not involved in service, I would encourage you to consider it. It's a wonderful way to give to the community. And some people say, well, the community hasn't given anything to me. Well, then tell you what, you make the first step. You take the first action. You be the one who reaches out and does something. Get involved. Get involved with a nonprofit, a charity, some sort of group, and enjoy. So that's it for today. I am going to just stretch out a little bit more and soak up some breeze and some just, oh, wonderful satisfaction out here on the lake. and we will catch you, hopefully, on Monday for another cup of coffee in the morning. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Whoops. It keeps going on and on. How do I get to the... Stop the recording. Bye-bye.